The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM.
Without further ado, or any more monkeying, yes, monkeying around, let's get on with the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete. Lexan is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-8844-831.
Hello?
Or you can Skype us using the Skype name Rodders FM with no spaces. And remember, if you call in, mute your radio.
You have been warned.
Yeah, mute that radio.
Oh, weeks been now, you've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun, it's Rodders. Brand new show. It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Monk and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday, it's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday, it's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday, it's the day after Thursday.
Yeah, like, you just got to understand, it's the day after Thursday.
Day after what?
It's the day after Thursday.
Day after what?
Look, how many times do I have to explain this to you? Turning on... Look, Malcolm. Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday...
Monday, Saturday... Tuesday.
No, Malcolm. Oh, anyway, I give up. You're listening to Rodders FM. That was my idiotic fortune teller, Mystic Malcolm.
I'm actually very well trained. I've got a national diploma in reading tea leaves.
Yeah, reading tea leaves is really a great occupation for a fortune teller who makes his money on the radio. Anyway, let me tell you what is coming up on the show tonight in Hoosen. I'm not going to be here next week because I'm going to the Reading Festival, which basically we all sit in this massive, it's insane. I mean, this festival is completely, you know, off the chain, as you might say, presuming you are into that sort of thing. That's right, we've got background music. How professional is that? Thing is, right, this reading festival is mad. We all sit in this absolutely huge tent and we all just read books silently. I can't wait. I'm having you on. It's the joke because Reading is spelled the same as reading. I'm going to the Reading Rock Festival to see Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine is what I call my dad when he gets angry over the computer malfunctioning. It's quite funny to watch. Oh, dear. So I just had to send a very important message. But tonight on the show, we're going to be talking AS results. And in fact, I haven't even opened them yet. There they are. The dreaded... Where's the camera today? I put it in a different place. There is. The dreaded results are in this envelope. So... I want people to ring in now on 0844-8844-831 and tell me what they got for their results. Now, this isn't one of those things where I phone in if they get a bad result, I make fun of them. Or, you know, I go mad with congratulations if they did well. I just simply want to know, because it's incredibly stressful, these results. Like, anyone is welcome to Skype me at any point during the show. Right. Now, let's cut this background music, because I recently received an email from a Rodhead, and it's from a listener called Corey, and the email goes as follows. Hey, Rodders! Exclamation mark, to show she's enthusiastic. It's Corey from the chat room. Oh, dear. She must live there. That's sad. I just wanted to say I love the show and think you're hilarious. Well, that's nice. I think that you should have Ned on the show more often. Now, you know, that I have to differ with. We had Ned in the studio. And, you know, it may have looked, you know, for, you know, listening back to the recording, it does seem quite slick, nicely produced radio show. But it, as you can see on the webcam, it was havoc. And, messaging from the chat room, Ned is a pillock. You've got that one right. Oh dear, at least we got one sensible listener in it tonight. I mean, co-host Ned, I mean, thanks to him, he travelled all the way down, paid for his own train ticket and everything. I also think you should have Ned on the show more often. Speaking of co-hosts, what happened to the professor? I think he's pretty too. That's all I wanted to say, really. So, I then replied to Corey and basically told her that I said the professor was on the show pretty regularly. But then I saw a change in the professor. Something terrible happened. Once a noble student and a wise professor of all things wise and violent, he discovered the demon that is drink. Night after night, he would be down the tavern of sin, drinking sin juice. Sorry, I'll stop there now. Down the tavern, he would be drinking his sin, night after night. I would ring him up and he would say, in my politest voice, "Professor, are you coming on the show tonight? What, what?" And he'd just answer, "No, I'm going down the pub." And then, like, he'd leave me voicemails on the Rodders FM studio line, which coincidentally is 08444884031, saying, "Oh, I'm really sorry, I can't make it. I've been run over." Soon, his alcoholism turned into what was a bit of light-hearted, irresponsible fun to full-fledged alcoholism. Pretty soon, he was wearing bin bags on his head and throwing pants at neighbours in a terrible attempt to be funny. May this be a lesson to you. Don't drink. I mean, just don't drink anything. Don't drink water. Just abstain from drinking. Eat Cocoa Pops. That's my advice.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
After you do your first set of exams in England, right? You do what's called the advanced level, and you get that's done in two sections of exams: the AS and then the A2. This is the results. My first set of exams. I mean, they're pretty important exams. Do you want me to? If you know, I don't particularly want to look at these results because I'm dreading them. You know, if enough people tell me to open them on air, and especially if I just get one phone call, I will open these on air. And I will read, you know, no matter what my results are, whether they're really good or really bad, I will read them out.
Thank God, it's Friday!
Now we're going to pick up the Skype to a listener who was just ringing in. You're on the show, woohoo, ho, ho. Oh yeah, don't drop your dishcloth, that's the catchphrase I meant to say.
Oh, right.
The other part of my brain beats me up if I don't say these silly things.
This is true.
I'm addicted to water, I've realised. I couldn't go a week without water. Liana, so you called in to talk about AS results. Because
Yes, I have
indeed. What did you get?
An A in media, which is kind of helpful as I'm sort of producing a media-based thing.
What? Oh, yeah, I forgot to make the announcement. I did make the announcement on Ned's show. And he was very sarcastic, because I go, "Oh yeah, you know, Liana is now the assistant producer of Rodders FM," and Ned goes, "Oh, what does that mean? Does that mean you get her to do all the rubbish, boring jobs you can't be bothered to do?" Shall I open my results?
Do it.
Anyway, cheers. I'm going to open this envelope next. See you later, Liana. Bye.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Oh dear. Now, let's have some tense music here. Results. Okay, let's open this envelope. Right. The results are as follows. In my literature, overall, I've got an A. Score. In my history, I've got a B. Well, that's pretty damn good. And the final result, in my philosophy, I have... dun dun dun. A B. Wicked. So those are pretty good from my point of view.
Friday, thank God it is.
Bobby, you're on the show.
Oh, that's
That's the first successful time you've actually picked up the phone.
Cool. That's good.
Where are you phoning from? Are you in the bath?
No, I'm in my bedroom this time.
Oh no, that means I don't have an excuse to play this.
Bob's in the bath.
But he's not in the bath, so there's no point in me playing that.
No, I could get in the bath without any water in it, if that suits you.
Just for the sake of that jingle, I think you ought to do that. But, you know, speaking of jingles, let's go for this one. This is a... You know, I don't know, how many times have you done this? You're better with counting things.
What now?
You're not actually getting in the bath.
Oh, I'm actually getting in the bath.
Oh, for God's sake, alright.
I'm in the bath, fine, true to my word.
Oh, for goodness sake, I was only joking, but here we go.
You know what that sound indicates? Landing in his Bobbymobile from the planet Bobby. It's Bobby with yet another of one of his...
Amazing facts!
Well, presumably, he might not have one.
Have you ever wondered how many millimeters are in a millipede? Or how many mobile phones it would take to fry your buns? Or how many pancakes were involved in the 1996 event to break the world pancake record? Well, no, you probably haven't. This is the place where you find all the amazingest facts with Bobby!
Bobby, it's apparently your fact. What's the factitious question?
All right, the factitious question today is, which Mexican anthropod... No, oh, God. It's got the actual insect type, actually. Which type of Mexican insect and or small creature has a strange behaviour of when having its territory invaded will actually retreat as opposed to stand its ground and invade the territory of another, which will in turn leave that territory which it was previously his and gain another in a chain reaction. Which underlying theory can help explain this? I'll give you a clue. It was thought up by... John Nash.
I know Kate Nash. My building is subsiding because of the cracks in the foundations.
That's not exactly it. It's
advanced, sort of this, so you're asking what insect retreats as opposed to attacks if they're threatened, basically. Corey is saying a butterfly.
That's true, but not the one I was looking for.
Oh, great.
But it's Mexican, remember.
Oh, El butterfly?
There are Mexican butterflies and moths.
Oh, how about... Oh, we've got another suggestion in a wombat.
A wombat?
Yeah.
No, the interesting thing about wombats is they actually stand their ground. They go into a small burrow. Yeah.
I'll put you in a small burrow in a minute. But so the Messiah has risen again, Bobby. There's somebody in the chat room called Jesus. I mean, you know, the old cliche, Jesus is coming, let's look busy by pretending to do a radio show. They're saying Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, I don't think he's got the state of mind to be able to decide whether to run away or attack, really.
You're probably right. Okay.
No, it's some sort of mollusk, I believe.
It's not a mollusk. It hasn't got a shell. Everybody, you know, even I know from watching the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles that mollusks have shells.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm just showing my ignorance.
No, snails are mollusks. They have shells.
Yeah, but a worm isn't a mollusk.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, bugger! I'm wrong!
A, watch your language, and B, you should really get your facts right. I mean, an amazing fact cannot be, by definition, amazing if it is just a load of cobblers. Now, people are just being silly here. Somebody's just typed in your mum.
Okay, we've got that sort of bad.
And we've got someone else saying my ex-girlfriend.
Alright, the creature which does retreat from its nest, in this case, its web, is the Mexican social spider. When attacked, it will retreat on the assumption that when it reaches another spider's web, that one in turn will retreat, invading another's web. Yeah?
What was this Kate Nash, Nash thing you were going on about?
Oh, John Nash. Oh, he is one of the professors at Princeton.
Well, second of all, I don't want to know.
Robert FM. Much better than a
yorkshire
pudding.
Oh dear. Well, that was Bobby there, back for another week.
thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Oh, we're actually getting a call now, and it's the professor. I cannot believe it has just rung in. What do you want? Look who's come snivelling back and all that lot. Co-host Ned has usurped your position now.
Yeah, but Ned's a pillar.
He's a pillar of society. Leave him alone.
Oh, there's a slight problem. Hang on, I'm going to have to move.
What? Don't tell me Bobby has unleashed a tarantula down there because Bobby is wanting to collect exotic pets.
No, there's a real problem here. I've got to move. I'm not in the bath.
Yeah, but, oh, God. He's following Bobby's example and trying to take the call from the bath.
I'm going to have to take my computer with me, though.
No, but look, seriously, you don't need to get in the bath. But seriously, Professor, why did you neglect Rodders FM, and why have you come snivelling back?
Well, I neglected it because I found something more interesting to do with my Friday night. I found out there's more of a world out there than sitting in front of your computer, talking to other people who are sitting in front of their computer.
I just get your point about wanting to go out, that's fair enough, but this show goes out on a Friday, the normal night that normal people go out on is Saturday. I mean,
I go out on both.
There's all the nights of the week you could have picked. Your life's in a mess, you're pushing doors when the big sign says pull on it. I mean, you just can't function anymore.
I push big red buttons when they say don't push, but I've done that for years.
Yeah, everyone does that. Yeah, but they happen to be your local ones, and your brain is so addled from alcohol, you can't even get to a proper pub, even if you want to.
Actually, only one of them's my local one.
Look, and you engage in the hobby of tripping up buses, so I don't think you're responsible enough to be let out of the house. But do you want your position back on Rodders FM?
Yes or no? Shut up. It depends on the chair and what we have my position back.
On the what?
What's my position again?
You're a general nuisance and nincompoop, I seem to recall.
Can I not turn up for shows and that sort of thing?
Yeah, the position will involve turning up for shows.
Do you think I could do a sort of reduced position, maybe part-time or something?
Right, you can be part-time pain in the butt, how about that?
Okay, that's sorted.
Good, but, you know, I'm not just going to give it to you, you're going to have to... Do you remember the old feature, Challenge the Professor? You're going to have to do it against one of the Rodheads.
I don't think it should be. What's his name who gave all the really clever facts?
Bobby. You'll have to go up against the genius that is Bobby.
Can't we do him on a reduced brain or something?
What, tell him only to use half his brain? I'm going to hang up on you now, Prof. But if you win Challenge the Professor tonight, you get your position back as part-time pain in the neck. See ya, Prof.
Rodders FM. Truth, justice, democracy, and blowing the crap out of the Iraq.
God bless America.
Here's another, you know, up-and-coming band. She's called Anatasha. I mean, what did her parents think? Did they say, oh, my goodness. Oh, the father's like, I really, really think I should name my beautiful daughter Anna. And the mother's like, no, call her Natasha. Natasha, it's easier to shout. Natasha, get off the walls, it's dinner time. So here is Anatasha with, or should I say, Anatasha with Take Your Time.
Let it all go.
I'll read this to you. Despite losing a leg in a car accident, Peggy, the Jack Russell, often walks 6 miles to the train station, and she joins tourists on the train and rides 7.5 miles down to the Dee Valley in North Wales. Now, the dog isn't that silly, to be honest. I mean, it's quite a nice little dog, despite it missing a leg. But what we're going to do now, we're going to see exactly... When you see the owner, no wonder the dog wants to jump on a train.
Peggy is no stranger on a train. She began following ramblers staying on her farm in Rewell a few years ago and found her way to the station in Carrog, a couple of miles away. Her owner did...
Carrog! That sounds like a sort of a name of an ogre in some crazy, nerdy, computer game like World of Warcraft. Anyway, I digress.
Lloyd, who helped us recreate a typical journey, is now used to the phone calls from station managers telling her that her pet has arrived further down the line.
There was me waiting on the station. I should have had a placard.
There was me waiting on the station. I mean, if she talks like this is our first impression. Her hair is all crazy and haggard, obviously dyed. It's probably been set on fire at one point. She probably spends most of her days being chased by the villagers with pitchforks. And she sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, and here she comes bouncing off a train.
Bouncing off a train? I mean, it's funny, but it's not that funny. She's having hysterics.
I'm sure she thinks that if she goes on a train often enough, they might have her.
They might have her on there so she can get away from her crazy owner.
That's good to know.
Peggy lost a leg after being hit by a car, but she...
Which her owner was driving, I bet.
It's the perfect way to travel, isn't it, whether you're man or beast.
How gutted is that reporter? I mean, he thinks he's going to be put on the trail of, I don't know, some high-profile story, and he gets sent after a three-legged dog in North Wales. Classic.
Well, Peggy's on the final leg of her journey now. In fact,
Oh, whoa, did you hear what he said then? I'm going to replay that. I'm hoping that wasn't meant... he said it, and I hope it wasn't a bad-taste joke.
Well, Peggy's on the final leg of her journey now. In fact,
What a cheap joke. I mean, not even I would say something that offensive. I mean, the poor dog, I'm glad it can't understand him. Well, it's probably thinking, here we go again, being mocked for my disabilities.
Hi, this is Slinky from The More Assured, and you're listening to Rodders FM. Rod. I can't sing, unfortunately. I've got to
pay. Rodders FM, more fun than a kick in the balls.
Well, hi, Bobby. Welcome back.
Here in the basement now.
That was a fascinating fact, by the way. And Bobby, the professor, Professor Meet Bobby, say hello.
Hello, the professor.
The pub closes now in 8 minutes, and I want to get down there.
Well, whatever. So. We need to play this jingle.
No.
Adam, jingle.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to beat Professor Ennals in the game of not-so-general knowledge.
Hi, I'm the professor. And I've been voted the cleverest person this side of Yorkshire. Not the far side of Yorkshire, but this side of Yorkshire. And your challenge will be to beat me in a quiz, which you won't be able to do, so there's no point in even trying.
Predictably, this message will now self-destruct.
Alright, this is Challenge the Professor. So, question number one to the professor.
Yeah.
What in Cockney rhyming slang are plates of meat? It'll pass.
They are like, what do you call them? Like, things. Yeah.
Sardines, no, you're wrong. Bobby, do you know?
I haven't got a clue, mate.
Professor?
Yeah.
What were the gnomes of Zurich? I've said that wrong, haven't I?
Yeah.
People in the chat will help you with pronunciation. It is spelt Zurich.
No,
they're insurance salesman.
Very close. Do you want to have another guess? The gnomes of Zurich, or Zurich.
Oh, right.
They are Swiss bankers and financiers.
Well, I think I should get a point for that.
Oh, yeah, you were very close. All right, that's 1-0 to the professor. I mean, Bobby, I give you permission to use your maximum brain power. Bobby,
okay.
Complete this TV theme tune. Dinner, 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 dinner.
Batman!
Yes! Point to Bobby.
Why does he get easy questions?
That was quite hard. I thought that was a hard question.
I only got that because I watched Batman Begins on the weekend, so, yeah.
We're not here to talk about films, for goodness sake, stop distracting me. Question number four goes to the professor. What does... when I say this person goes to the professor, does Bobby start going, and starts musing? Professor, true or false, American billionaire Donald Trump started...
True!
Yeah, well, okay, that's going to be your answer, but the rest of the question was, Donald Trump started out running his business by manufacturing top Trump's card games.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
No, it's false.
No, it isn't, it's actually true. It is true.
It's not true. Look, Leanna, as the assistant producer, it's your job to go on Google right now and find out whether Donald Trump has anything to do with Top Trumps. All right, I'll put a question mark next to that one. Maybe the professor got it right. I think it's a load of rubbish because I deliberately thought of a stupid question. All right.
He's got two legs.
I've got two
legs. He's always had two legs ever since he was two.
Like, Leanna, research whether Donald Trump has anything to do with top Trumps.
It does.
It doesn't. Bobby, this question goes to you.
Okay.
What size is a piece of A4 paper?
Piece of A4 paper?
A3.
Kind of a bit smaller than A3 and a bit bigger than A5.
In millimetres?
No, of course. I'm going to cheat, actually. I've got a ruler and a PA4 piece here. You'll still get a point. I'm cheating. Right, it is.
This is ridiculous.
No, 30 centimetres long.
It's 9.210 by 297 millimetres.
It's actually a size 10.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to none of you. This is ridiculous. Let's recap the scores. Presuming Donald Trump had nothing to do with Top Trumps, it is Bobby...
Oh, Top Trumps!
All right, we're going to have a... it's one all. This is the tie-breaking question. The first person to... the first person that knows, can you shout your name? Bobby, if you'd forgotten that, your name is Bobby, and Professor, your name is Professor. true or false, Richard Branson invented Branson pickle?
Bobby, Professor!
I don't know.
He didn't.
Who was in there first? I need an executive decision from Leanna.
I accidentally shouted his name.
Well, that means Bobby's buzzed in then. True or false, Bobby, Richard Branson invented Branson?
I think it's false.
Correct! That means, Bobby, you've beat the Professor. But, Bobby, do you think we should take pity on the professor and let him back as part-time pain in the neck?
Yeah, let's give him one more chance.
One more chance for the professor.
All right, let's ask him a question about Daft
Punk. Brilliant. I've even muted my thing again.
What was that, Bobby? Hold on a minute, Professor. Bobby, what do you want?
Yeah, let's ask him a question either about Daft Punk or... what else can we ask him about? Dates.
Go on, then. I'll ask it, then I'll relay it to him.
All right, what do you call that really hard bit inside the date? This is a date as in a fruit.
Oh, right. Well, I was just thinking of an amusing joke relating to a date as in a fruit.
Well, you're too slow. And also, assistant producer Leanna has Googled that Donald Trump has nothing to do with Top Trumps, the card game.
You read out the question wrong.
I didn't read out the question wrong.
You said Trump.
No, the internet's wrong, Robbery.
I didn't say Eric. I said Donald Trump. Seriously, after the show, I will play the audio out on air, and I bet you I said Donald Trump. Now, oh dear. Leanna has done some research, and he said, Donald Trump owns Miss Universe, sort of has her locked in her basement, I guess, and he owns a lot of real estate as opposed to fake estate. So, but Professor, welcome back on board.
Thank you.
Hang on there, Professor. Bobby, cheers for participating in the show tonight.
No problem.
Good night then, Bobby. See ya.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Bobby did actually beat the professor there, but, you know, how are you...
I ever won?
You won once, and that was only because somebody's telephone line got severed. Well, have you got anything to add before we pack up this ramshackle show?
If any of you were considering buying Wrigley's Airwaves, actually, I probably can't do that product placement, so if any of you are just don't, well, I've got a packet here that are approximately a year and a half out of date. I've just seen... It wasn't nice. So I just wouldn't go there.
All right, thanks for that, Professor.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
People, please participate in writing me review this show on iTunes. Please give it a good review, preferably, but, you know. But this has been a crazy, fantastic, megalomaniacal, but that's not a real word, Rodders FM. I will see you in 2 weeks' time because I'm off to the Reading Festival. If I survive the Reading Festival, that is, because it's crazy down there. I mean, there's loads of people reading and it just gets totally bizarre. You know, this is Rodders here, signing out for Thank Rod It's Friday. And Thank Rod It Is Friday.